Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Serbia's president has called a National Security Council session to discuss violence that broke out between police and ethnic Serbs in nearby northern Kosovo. It happened when protesters tried to stop officers from escorting the recently elected ethnic Albanian mayor to his office.
We are facing a difficult period. When it comes to Kosovo and Metohija, probably the most difficult. We have nowhere to go. They pressured us with lies, fraud and tricks from all sides. We have done nothing wrong to anyone. Backed into a corner as we are, we have no choice but to defend our country and our people. We will protect and ask for peace. I will fight for every second of peace so it lasts longer, but I'm telling you, the first attack on the Serbs in the north of Kosovo and Metohija, Serbia will not sit idly by. You want to banish Serbs, but you won't succeed.
Sudan's army has called on reservists and retired soldiers to re-enlist. That's despite an ongoing ceasefire with the paramilitary rapid support forces, which expires on Monday. The truce began on Monday, but there have been several violations. One of the remaining fugitives wanted in connection with the 1994 Rwandan genocide has appeared in a South African court. Fulgence Kashima was arrested on Wednesday after more than 20 years on the run. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has told China's special envoy Li Hui that there are serious obstacles to resuming peace talks with Ukraine. He's blaming Kyiv and its Western allies. The Turkish lira has hit a record low ahead of Sunday's presidential runoff. Investors say they are concerned about what may be in store if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan secures another term in power. His challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has embraced anti-refugee rhetoric to try to turn the race around. The presidential candidate who was leading the polls ahead of elections in Guatemala has been barred from standing. The Constitutional Court rejected an appeal from the businessman, Carlos Pineda, against his exclusion from next month's ballot. One of Pineda's rivals had accused his Citizen Prosperity Party of irregularities in the nomination process. Pineda is the third candidate to be disqualified.
This week on The Take, will Spanish football finally tackle its racism problem? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.